In concluding the consensus reached during the event, the forum has issued the Beijing Declaration to announce the common views shared by the over 300 international participants. All parties agree that South-South cooperation, which refers to exchanges among developing nations, plays a crucial role in promoting the development of global human rights, and countries should maintain such collaborations to tackle future challenges. The participants also expect the international community to provide more support to developing countries in the human rights field. Referring to the declaration and the forum, Akhmad Ismailov, first deputy director of the National Human Rights Center in Uzbekistan, says he has learned a lot in China and will bring back useful information from the meeting.
The forum provided a large platform to build friendships, promote tolerance, and facilitate mutual understanding. I share with my people in my country about the experiences and achievements I've witnessed in Beijing. All participants here have been talking about one subject, and that is a harmonious and amicable coexistence.
The official also emphasizes that the Beijing Declaration is very practical, saying it has drawn a global blueprint which involves not only Chinese but also international issues and organizations. Many other attendees of the forum are calling for the event to run regularly in the future. Mahmoud Musa Mahmoudi, executive director of the Independent Human Rights Commission in Afghanistan, says future meetings can provide a constant platform for developing nations to share their experience in human rights with one another.
I hope that in the future the forum should not be a one-time event. It continues to be like this. I think many countries in the South has the means to continue, you know, the continuation of forum.
Christian Mistry, honorary dean of the law school at the University of Strasbourg in France, says the regular occurrence of such meetings can help to ensure their positive global influence.
We have to repeat the same thing because these things must be heard by the all person, and one time is not sufficient. But if you have a regular date concerning this forum each year, and we could take the same questions, same issues, I think there is a better one diffusion around the world.
In the Beijing Declaration, the participants of the forum agreed that Chinese President Xi Jinping's proposal to build a community of shared future for humanity is a major concept, which conforms to the trend of the times, fits the requirements of development, and reflects the pursuit of a new human social value. The Chinese president sent a congratulatory letter to the forum on Thursday, calling for respect to developing countries' will in human rights development. For CRI, I'm Victor Ning.